Art AF Seltzer is now live in over 1,200 locations across the United States. We're now available in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, Ohio, and Texas. Go to heartafseltzer.com today, click on the store locator, enter your city or zip, and find the nearest location closest to you.
Live from our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah! Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. D'Anthony, it's going to be a banger this week. It's going to be a fucking absolute banger of a show today. A lot of people hit us up about yesterday's episode and said, holy shit, you guys are really pushing it these days.
Pushing what?
You know, casual racism, sexism, misogyny, a lot of things. A lot of things we got into yesterday.
Prove it, bitch.
If you haven't listened to the Not So Black History episode from yesterday, well, do yourself a favor. Go ahead and click that on today. How did the account survive, by the way? Are we still good to go? Oh, we're live on YouTube today.
Yeah, we're on YouTube.
We're not on Patreon. Okay.
I'm trying to cut out the
nudity from RPR there this morning. Yeah, Bob accidentally showed some assholes. Some butts, some pussies, some assholes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of discussion in the chat about pushing and leaking right now.
Oh.
I didn't catch the whole show.
Look, should we... I don't think we can show that. Wait, was it on somebody's Instagram that we were able to do that or no?
What, the pushing and leaking thing?
No. So what happened was there was a a woman who owned a Brazilian wax.
Oh, no, I saw that. Yeah.
And she had her 5-year-old waxing this lady. And before we show you this photo, it's not the woman you're hoping for.
No, it's definitely not. And also, you know, just look, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt.
I do too.
So maybe the mom has bad eyesight and she's using the child. Like the child is basically a pair of glasses here.
Yeah, yes. This wasn't the problem.
Yeah. This was blurred.
It is a problem. And how any adult human being could sit this way in front of a fucking 5-year-old, everybody there except for the child should be imprisoned or killed.
Well, the mom of this child actually is in prison, no bond set, no nothing. And if you want to see the full outcome of that, that's why you subscribe to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. We show you some sick shit over there. And it's on there in full on Ross Patterson Revolution. As of now, we're not sure if that'll get nuked. Because we did also show a dude who is a grown man. He's, what, 21 years old, Bob? 22? And he is the videographer for his mom's OnlyFans.
Yeah. So, that's not great.
She took 3 black dicks. And
I don't think the amount of dicks or the color of them are the problem.
No, I'm just saying like the pictures that he's personally showing on his feed were that, and I thought that was weird.
Well, maybe
like,
those are
the first one you lead with.
Yeah, those most they may have been the best shots he got though, right? Like when you're going through your selects, it is what it is. You don't get to choose.
Oh God, dude, we're all going to hell. All right, kids, top story here. Trump announced his potential VP picks last night on Laura Ingraham. Former President Donald John Trump indicated that at least half a dozen contenders, including 3 former rivals from the 2024 Republican presidential primaries here, are up for that nomination as VP, and they're on the short list as his running mates. The commanding frontrunner for the GOP nomination had plenty of praise for one of those potential candidates who joined Trump at the Fox News town hall on Tuesday. in his upstate South Carolina city. During the program, which ran on Fox News, the Laura Ingraham angle, Trump was asked about the half a dozen potential running mates, including Ron DeSantis, DeSanctimonious, Senator Tim Scott out of South Carolina, biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, South Dakota, disgraced Governor Kristi Noem, Byron Donalds of Florida, and this one was an odd one to me. Tulsi Gabbard was mentioned in this as well, who was a Democrat turned independent. Not real stoked about that one, but Laura asked him, are they all on your short list? And he said, they are. Honestly, all those people are good. They're all good, solid people over there, and then kind of left it at that. Out of that list, I thought DeSanctimonious would have been the one to pick there, but he's already made a statement today that he's not going to run.
Yeah.
Or he's not going to accept it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, right? That could be a negotiation tactic too, but DeSantis definitely, there are three people who make sense. DeSantis makes sense because he would be an heir apparent, right? Like he would be a VP. So this happened, God, we forget so quickly, guys, we forget so quickly that the 1980 Republican primary was hotly contested between George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan. They were not friendly to one another. They talked a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very surprising when Reagan reached out to Bush and chose him as his fucking running mate. Nobody expected that to happen. and this is a pretty much an identical situation now. And it would make the most sense probably for Trump to choose DeSantis. DeSantis would regulate some of Trump's bullshit a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll see about that. I don't know if that's actually going to happen or not. It would also, like, one of the younger people would make a lot of sense, too. There's not going to be another Mike Pence, obviously. And I don't mean him specifically. Obviously, he's not going to be the guy. But there won't be another elder statesman for street cred or for the Christian right or any of that bullshit.
Right.
Because Trump's old as fuck, too. Now, it does raise the question. I don't know if you've noticed this. I wanted to bring this up. Over the past 2 weeks, I think the media and the left have figured out that they can't convince people that Joe Biden is with it and competent and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of their energy has been trying to say, well, Trump's also bad. Trump's also old. Losing it, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I haven't seen that.
I haven't either.
I mean, maybe he is. I don't pay that much attention, but this is a new thing that people are trying to do now. They're trying to nudge the narrative a little bit in that direction.
Well, the messaging is also coming from Nikki Haley. So not only is the media doing it, the Democratic Party doing it, but that's what Nikki Haley has also shifted her messaging in as well.
Yeah.
And so that he's mentally unfit for office.
Yeah. Now, the other two that make sense, Ramaswamy makes sense because he's a firebrand, right?
Yep.
Like Trump can't afford to have a pussy with him at this point. Like Mike Pence is a fucking pussy, right? He can't afford that in this term. He needs like support. He needs somebody to put out on the stuff. Like the job of the vice president is to take certain policy measures on the road, go on Good Morning America, go here and go there, and mm-hmm. fucking like articulate it to the American people and drum up support for it, right? And nobody's better than that than Vivek Ramaswamy, frankly. You may or may not agree with him or like what he does, but he's very polished and good at that particular thing.
He's a wizard at that, man. And actually, oddly enough, and I can talk about it now, I talked to his camp yesterday about him coming on the show. Mm. And he wants to do it. We're trying to figure out when and where and all that stuff. But I think he's very, very smart. He is amazing in debates.
Yeah.
I mean, he eviscerates people in debates.
Yeah.
And I think, Bob, is it usually one or two televised for the VP debates?
Just one.
Just one, yeah.
Yeah.
They
did two for Cheney and Biden.
You're right.
Right?
Yep.
No. Well, sorry. That's my mistake. Cheney would have gone up against John Kerry.
Or Kerry, yeah.
Kerry, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
No. John not,
Edwards.
Not Kerry.
Edwards.
Not Edwards either. It was against Lieberman. The first time.
Yeah, Joe Lieberman.
Edwards was the second time. Edwards was Kerry's running mate.
Yeah, because I think Lieberman made some comment about Cheney's daughter being a lesbo or some shit.
Right.
And the people got butthurt about it. But anyways, Ramaswamy makes sense for not just for the campaign and doing that part of it, but also for serving as vice president. Now, the issue with that is, can you see Vivek Ramaswamy being president of the United States? I don't know that, and I'm not talking about you personally. I mean, does the wider GOP base see that as a possibility? Because that will affect whether or not they want him as VP or not. And then the last one is one that I've said that doesn't show up on this list anywhere, but the one that makes, out of all of the choices, it makes the most sense, which is Sarah Sanders, because she's a conservative firebrand, but also good street cred, a sensible person, doesn't do too much crazy bullshit, and a woman, and young, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be one of those three, probably.
So I'll go back to Vivek. I am a big fan of his. I like him. I don't know his background very well, and that's why we're trying to get him on the show. But his messaging has been consistent through this entire campaign. He's a great public speaker, and he is a younger dude. So if something were to happen to Trump, you know, he would certainly be able to step in. And if he really does believe in everything that he's saying and potentially doing, I'm with it. Because I everything that he's said so far as a Republican voter, I agree with. So I would be fine with that.
I mean, I would love to see...
that debate with him and Kamala would be the greatest goddamn thing of all time.
I mean, can you imagine?
I would be all in just for that one night. No. Just give me that one night.
Even if Trump lost, that would be worth it, kind of, to be honest.
Right. But let me ask you this. Speaking of the debates, does Biden do any of these? Because they're couching him for everything right now, and he's not allowed to speak to anyone.
Maybe not, right? And if he doesn't, I think Trump should do his own primetime stuff.
He will, and he's
no. I mean, like he said
he would do city halls and or town halls, yeah. And all
he,
that stuff.
Like he should do it, and should only trash Biden. Don't even talk about anything he's going to do. Although we'll get to some of Trump's plans should he be elected. At least his alleged plans, and it might make you want to vote for him if you didn't already.
That is what everybody's been talking about. In the meantime here, I'm going to read DeSantis' statements, what he just said. He says, yes, people are mentioning me. I am not doing that in regards to serving as Trump's running mate. I have heard that they're looking more in identity politics. Forgive me, what is that? What is identity politics?
He means women.
That's what identity means?
Identity politics means, yeah, I mean, women, okay. Race, whatever the fuck. So he either means Tim Scott or Sarah Sanders.
Okay, gotcha.
Or Kristi Noem, I guess. But Kristi Noem is not a real...
I don't think you can get over that cheating scandal with Lewandowski. No. Just because it was all in-house. He also goes on to say, I think it's a mistake if he is going to go in the identity politics realm.
You see what he's doing there?
Mm-hmm.
You see what DeSantis is doing? He's like, yeah, I mean, yeah, you could go with Tim Scott or whomever, but, you know, that's what he's doing.
And this next comment is exactly leans into what you're saying here. He goes, I think you should just focus on who the best person for the job would be.
Correct.
Sounds like it's him.
Yeah. And it probably is, to be honest. He's the best governor in America.
Oh, hands down.
So.
And I wish he was our fucking governor here, for Christ's sakes. Yeah. Instead, we got wheelchair. The only thing I agree with him is on the border shit, everything else. Fix the goddamn ERCOT.
He actually had a good energy take the other day.
Did he?
Yeah, he was flaunting the fact, kind of dunking on California, that Texas like completely outstrips them in renewable energy, even though they're the woke state or whatever. And he said that Texas's energy policy is basically just all the above. Just let it rip.
Mm.
Drill, gas, renewable, fucking it, which is the only sensible energy policy, in my opinion. Don't over rely on one thing. I was like, if that's
I policy, agree. I agree.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, decentralization and risk spreading makes sense in every, like, always. That's why we fucking set up our country as a federalist system,
mm-hmm.
right? To decentralize and stuff like that. It always makes sense to have every possible option available, especially when it comes to energy, right? I mean, that's energy and security. Forget about food and any other political thing or identity politics. Energy and security are what really matters. It's what always fucking matters, right? Because everything else is downstream of that. If you don't have energy and security, you can't have a good economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it'll always come back to that. That's why these stupid wars in the Middle East over oil and shit like that, instead of just drilling our own oil and telling those fucking retards to get fucked, has been such a big problem for us for the last, let's say, 100 years, right?
Yeah, and I did read something in our local paper here, the Austin Statesman. Very good paper here.
Remember when the Austin Statesman wouldn't say the race of an active shooter because they thought it might be your problem? Remember that?
The shooter who had not been captured.
Yeah,
exactly.
He was like, he was on the lam. They're like, oh, we're not going to say his race because it would perpetuate racial stereotypes. Like, well, maybe he should have thought of that, about that.
Exactly. The fucking worst. So they said, they had an article 2 days ago that I read that said the feds were trying to force Texas into joining the energy grid. And I don't really understand.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Is Texas the only one that isn't a part of the national?
I'll pull it up real quick.
Grid? I mean, the what we can do is force Texas's hog into the mouths of the feds.
Which would be nice.
Yeah,
whose hog is it, though?
It's mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought it would start with the governor and then work its way down to you.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Demonic hammer. That's what I'm calling it now.
your dick?
My hog, yeah.
Yeah, the demonic hammer. So what is that, Bob?
This is sort of the energy grid map of the United States.
And Texas is just by itself?
Most of Texas, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that part up there, nobody gives a fuck what happens up there. And the part on the left, that's El Paso. We don't care about that either.
No. Have you guys been to El Paso? It's not great.
I have not. I don't really care if it's connected to the rest of the country or not, as long as it fucking works.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, well, we'll see this winter, won't we? Or summer, rather, because it's springtime. It's 80 degrees today. And it's fucking February 22nd, so it's going to get fucking brutal.
When you're the most air-conditioned state in the country, like, yeah, you shouldn't be handcuffing yourself on energy. Everything. Yeah. Let it fucking rip.
I agree, dude. Let it all rip. I don't get it. Fucking put coal in the fireplace.
Well, you know what I want? I'm going to have Taylor Swift park her plane in my backyard. I'm going to sit in that thing with it running.
Yeah, why not? I'll write your name in carbon emissions. Next up, Cocaine Mitch, sister-in-law, CCP? No.
Oh, yeah.
Is that real?
Well, now she's dead.
Is she fucking dead, dude? Did we lose Cocaine Mitch's sister?
In-law.
Oh, sister-in-law.
Yeah, she's a Chinaman.
All right. Well, who in the family then married the China person?
Mitch McConnell.
He's
married to, so his wife's sister.
Pop her up.
Works for a company that is essentially works for the Chinese government. And this has been a story for a long time. We've been talking about this shit since 2004.
Wow. Look at the stereotype on this, man. This is the white guy who gets the mail order bride right there.
Yeah, because he wasn't getting laid any other way. He looks like if Cleavon Buford was a real person, that's what he looks like. Look at his fucking face.
I would like to introduce you to my wife, Ming. And then that's her.
Yeah, but then it turns out to be Ming from the TV show back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Where the quarterback from the Jets, Sam, whatever the fuck is the... What's the name of that fucking movie? Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon. I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, Ming is the fucking character.
Really?
The main guy he fights, yeah.
All right. But look at Ming. Look at how happy Mitch is, you know? Super straight Mitch McConnell. Do you think he's straight?
No.
I don't either. That's a beard, right?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. She doesn't speak English, I don't think.
Wow. Oh, man, I was about to say something super racist, but I'm not
going
to say
it
today.
2 days in a row. Who cares?
Good rock, Mitch. Angela Chow? Sure.
That's right.
A shipping industry CEO and sister-in-law to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has died in a car accident? Oh, shit.
Yeah, and the circumstances, Bob, I don't know if there's any media that goes along with any of this, but the circumstances were really weird. She was, like, at her house, got in her Tesla, turned the ignition, and immediately backed into a fucking river or pond or something where she drowned.
Come on, man.
It's like,
is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's got a real Chappaquiddick feel to it. You know what I mean?
It does, man.
Like maybe Mitch fled the scene of the accident.
God, do you think Mitch killed his fucking sister?
No, because he can't swim. He can't even keep his eyes open.
I know. He's almost dead.
But yeah, she died Sunday in Texas.
Here?
In Blanco County. Sheriff's Office on Thursday confirmed it was investigating an incident on private property that involved Chow, but it would not provide any additional information. So she is, Angela Chow, the sister of Mitch McConnell's wife, is the chairman and CEO of her family's shipping business, the Foremost Group.
Blanco County is about 30 minutes from here.
Yeah, it's not far.
It means white in Spanish, by the way, Blanco.
White.
Yep.
White County.
Just for our listeners
which
out
is,
there.
She shouldn't have even been there.
No. And I'm just giving you.
Based on what I'm seeing here, she shouldn't have even been there.
I'm just giving you a foreign language lesson today.
So she's the chairman and CEO of the family shipping business, the Foremost Group, and the president of her father's philanthropic organization, the Foremost Foundation. Now, these two organizations are deeply tied to the CCP. And newspapers have been writing articles about this for fucking years, since like 2004. That's the earliest one I could find. But Angela Chow is the youngest of six sisters to immigrant parents who moved to the U.S. from China in the late 1950s. During the Cultural Revolution, her eldest sibling, Elaine Chow, is married to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and served as Transportation Secretary under President Donald Trump and as Labor Secretary under George W. Bush. I don't know what her credentials are, to be honest.
She gives great back massages.
Maybe she can fold laundry really well. I have no idea. Who knows? Maybe she went to fucking Harvard. nothing particularly interesting about the death, except that she, again, turned on her Tesla and immediately reversed into a body of water and drowned. You know, like, of all the vehicles that can be hacked, that's right at the top of the list. So who knows, right?
Sure.
Again, mistakes happen. Tragic ones happen. What's odd is that Angela's family is in bed with the CCP and has been for fucking since its inception, you know. So Peter Schweizer wrote a book. He's written a couple. He's the one that wrote that book on the Clinton Foundation back in the day that exposed all their bullshit. Yeah. And people are like, oh, fucking conspiracy theory. No, every single bit of it was true. Their foreign donations, money making its way into American politics through the Clinton CGI or whatever the fuck. he wrote a book about Cocaine Mitch and Elaine and Penny Pritzker and others. In 2004, current Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and his wife, then U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, had an average net worth of $3.1 million. 10 years later, that number had increased to somewhere between $9.2 and $36.5 million. That's a pretty broad stroke. One source of the windfall, according to the book by Schweizer, was a 2008 gift from Chao's father, James Chao, from somewhere between $5 and $25 million. But this gift could be seen as more than just a gift. It may have been acquired, according to Schweizer, thanks to the family's, thanks to the couple's fealty to China, the source of the Chow family fortune. And that fealty may have occurred at the expense of the nation they had pledged to serve. The book is called Secret Empires, and it's the first one was called Clinton Cash and Throw Them All Out. It's about money and politics and foreign influence in American politics.
Yeah.
Detail a myriad of examples of corruption from members of both major political parties. Rather than focusing on direct forms of corruption these days, such as bribes, Schweizer hones in on the more indirect grift of the modern era. Rather than risk their careers for taking bribes for potentially minuscule rewards, Schweizer points out how today's politicians are savvier, engaging what he calls, quote, corruption by proxy. So as he tells it, the Chow family fortune derives from the Foremost Group, which is true, a shipping company that Chinese native James Chow, a classmate of former Chinese president Jiang Zemin, or at some fucking university in China. So he and the Chinese president before Xi Jinping were classmates.
They were, no shit.
Yeah, and university, yeah. That was in... Then immediately after that, Chow comes here, founds his company in 1964. He remains foremost chairman today, even. And his daughters, Angela and Christine, are the company's deputy chairwoman and general counsel, respectively. Elaine Chow worked there in the 70s before she entered U.S. government politics.
Do they have an LLC called Rollover? Rollover?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But they do. So their success is almost entirely due to their ties to the Chinese government, in particular the Chinese state shipbuilding company, CSSC. It's a Chinese state-owned shipbuilding company which was for the vast majority of the company's history, the largest client that they had. So basically, Mitch McConnell's wife is, and him by proxy, I suppose, are making millions of dollars from the Chinese government, right?
Yeah. Makes sense.
See how that might be a problem?
No, I mean, not really. It all seems on the up and up.
And then all of a sudden, you know.
He hit reverse in the old Tesla. Yeah. And it goes in, what is it, supersonic speed? Yeah. Right into the fucking river.
I think it's Plaid after Spaceballs, right? Isn't that where they got that from?
Maybe.
But yeah, I recommend checking these books out. And just keep in mind, no matter if there's an R or a D after their name, in parentheses, there's a cunt. Yeah. Always. These people are the worst people in the world. All they're doing is extracting labor and wealth from the population. They don't deserve to live.
And in I think her last words were, though, roll over, before the whole Tesla sunk to the bottom of the pond.
Yeah.
Obviously, I hope so. That's according to somebody on the scene, by the way. that I don't know or have never heard or talked to. I have no confirmed sources on this whatsoever. It's just, roll over, roll over.
I don't know what that's from.
It's just if you go to what I've heard, so I've had some friends that have gone to some massage parlors, Jack Shacks, as they're called. I believe there is an app, Bob, called Rub and Tug.
It's Tug Maps.
Oh, that's it, Tug Maps.
Yeah.
And that's it's just common there.
Both wrong. It's Rub Maps.
Oh, Rub Maps. Yeah.
Shit.
Because we looked it up.
Not a sponsor.
At the old place.
It should be.
Not yet, yeah. We looked it up on our address at the old place on Oldsworth. And right across from that alternative high school,
yep.
Like right across the street, there was a Rub and Tug.
Yeah.
Which begs the question, are the 23-year-olds who are still in high school going over there to get tugged off, or are the 23-year-olds who are still in high school girls going over there to tug off, right, to
Not
make more
sure.
money? Because they're probably living on their own.
Bob, are you on a Tug Maps right now? What's the closest near? I'm sorry, Rub Maps. Are they the what's
yeah,
the
Rub
closest
Maps.
Near
it's
us?
It's looking like San Marcos.
Oh, wow. I'm not driving all
That's
the way over there.
Far.
I could pound off myself.
That's far.
Or maybe Wimberley. Oh, Buda, Wimberley.
All right.
There's a Tug Shack in fucking Wimberley? Damn, dude.
That's nice. That's progressive.
Yeah, because it's kind of out of the city, too.
It is. You can really enjoy yourself. There's not a lot of police.
You don't run into vice
there.
Cops in country towns too
no,
much.
No, you don't.
That's all I'm saying.
My favorite part of this entire
map
website is just that... one of the listings they have for every place is semi-truck parking, yes or no?
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Hey, know your audience, right?
Know your audience, dude. Can I park my semi in there when I'm getting jacked off? Because I'm still worried about the payload here.
I guess there's forums as well. Now, I can't access the forums without signing up, but and under the newest forum post tabs, one of the new topics that they're talking about is accessing Rub Maps from prison.
What would
why?
Be the purpose
yeah,
of that?
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Just when you get out, that's
yeah,
the first you, place you want to go? Is
or maybe,
you're, off?
Maybe you can set up a conjugal.
Like
hey, do you guys do house calls, man?
Man, I'm in cell block 4. If you could just send over one of your finest ladies to tug on it for a little bit, that'd be great. There's one I heard by your old haunts that you guys love down there by Boomer, so... somebody who used to work here.
Let me ask you this. Do you check for a hog first? Like if the woman was questionable.
Tough call.
It's for Asians, it can be hard to tell sometimes.
But let's say this. Let's say you are getting a nice massage and then you hear the old roll over, and you do, and she pops her top off. You're not going to really know, I don't think, at that point.
I go Crocodile Dundee.
What's that?
Bowling ball grip.
Oh, right up in there. That's going to cost you, though. That's extra.
Worth it.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's gay tax.
What do you got there, Bob? Who's that woman right there?
I just Googled Riverbend Spa, San Marcos, Texas. Woman arrested, charged with trafficking at San Marcos Spa. Deputies say Selena Sun, 41, charged with trafficking persons.
Yeah, that's something else to take into consideration. Almost always, the woman jacking you off doesn't want to be.
Yeah, slave.
Oh,
so
slave. Is that true?
Yeah, it's very true. Also, well, you could say that about people doing your nails, too, to be honest.
Yeah, and isn't that a kink as well, to get jacked off by a slave? Sorry to say that during Black History Month, obviously, but,
Well, there aren't black slaves anymore, so.
No, I understand that, but there is still slavery.
Also permanently closed. Like, I think that trafficking situation really.
It shut it
It'll
down.
It'll do it, yeah. People
Damn
frown
it.
On it.
What is it, the Riverbend Day Spa?
Riverbend Spa, yeah.
Fuck. It says Day Spa, Bob. Like, I want to know, just for our listeners, if they want to go in the day, like, you know, let's give them their props there. But, yeah, if you're looking for a good place, go to Rub Maps on there. Not a sponsor, but should be. Really love to have you guys on here.
Yeah, we would do that.
Fuck yeah. Do that in 10 seconds. We'd go through the reviews all goddamn day of what they are. Joel, that's a good one for your show, too, by the way. Some of those jack-off parlors. That's exactly what they look like. What's that one, Bob?
Just another one in San Marcos. This is the Gold Hand
Massage. That looks nice.
It's called what?
I'm sorry?
The Gold Hand Massage and Spa.
Okay. That's highly suggestive.
That one's getting rated in an hour. I mean, you can't just name it Gold Hand.
Appears to be adjacent to a Hobby Lobby.
Well, look, if you're looking for, some of the St. Patrick's Day party supplies.
Or if you're looking to get a fucking picture framed off. And get your hog fucking cranked at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I've got this jersey. Can you put it in a shadow box for me? I'm going to get my hog cranked next door.
Yeah.
You can page me when you're done.
I've got a signed Derek Jeter jersey from for Christmas here. Can you shadow box that while I go get jacked off next door?
That'd Hobby Throbby, Dave Coates says.
Hobby Throbby.
You're just wrapping tinsel around the base of your cock. You know what I mean?
That's all you're doing. And then
also, no semi-truck parking here.
Oh, fuck.
What, at Hobby Lobby? Fuck off. There's plenty of parking there.
Yeah. You're talking about the tug place, though. Are they going to ding you? Are they going to tell you if you're parked in front of Hobby Lobby?
I don't think it's
going to
be that big of a deal.
I don't either. Do you know how hard it is to tow a semi?
I don't.
And you're only in there for fucking 20, 30 minutes, right? So, yeah. Robert Kraft was in there for, what, six?
11.
Is that 11 minutes total? Yeah. So leave your fucking truck.
I think it was 11. Let me look it up.
If it inconveniences the customers, it's Hobby Lobby. Who gives a shit? Fuck them, is what I say. Go get jacked off in your semi, okay? We got Bubs Naturals as our first sponsor here. BubsNaturals.com, promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off over there. What do we got? We got the best collagen protein in the planet out of Bubs. They're per serving. You're looking at 20 grams of protein, 7 essential amino acids, 1 single ingredient. And their MCT oil powder is the best, man. That'll be your new favorite functional coffee creamer. I put 2 scoops in the morning, dude, and I feel very young and alive over there, thanks to Bubs Naturals. Also, their apple vinegar gummies, best in the biz. Take 2 of those in the morning as well to get you going there. Bubs Naturals is a tribute to former Navy SEAL Glenn Bub Doherty, who laid down his life saving Americans in Benghazi. Glenn's call sign in the Navy was Bub. The Glenn Bub Doherty Foundation is also named after him, where 10% of all profits are going to his charity there. So no matter what you're ordering over there or how many, 10% of the profits are going to the charity over there, Glenn Bub Doherty Memorial Foundation. On Veterans Day, 100% of the proceeds go to the charity as well. Best in the biz. Love these guys. Go to BubsNaturals.com. Use promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off over there.
You know what I was just thinking about?
What's up? Say it.
Do you remember those, like how you used to go to a diner or something, drive-in diner, order food, and they put like that tray that goes over your door basically and hangs off the window or whatever. I think that's something we need to do for these rub and tugs.
You think so?
Yeah. So instead of a tray hanging on the door, you just have your fucking, your dick and balls.
Right.
Like we've got to invent some kind of device for these truckers. It's a hard job. That's what people were bitching about, the fucking supply chain and shit.
Uh-huh.
Like these guys are the biggest part of it for us, at least domestically. That is the biggest part of it. So, why are we not getting them jacked off?
I would say this. If we're going to go that route, I would drill a hole in the side of the door.
Something, yeah.
Or like one of those sliding things for like an ATM.
It's like a glory hole, but for your car door.
Exactly.
Basically, right?
And then, boom, the arm comes in, jacks it off, and then you can hit the gas and be on your
way. And then maybe a little curtain.
Yeah.
Or she puts a towel over her head like she's eating an ortolan. You know what that is?
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
Ortolan is that French bird where you drown it in cognac and you have to eat it under a towel because it's offensive to God that you did that. So you're just doing the same thing. You got a towel over your head. You're fucking chugging hog.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a ball washing station right there because there's no way truck drivers' dicks and balls are even tolerable in any distance, right?
It
would smell worse than that thing that you saw earlier.
Man, that scent's going to get you.
Yeah.
That's going to waft right in.
Dust it up. Get some Mondo on there.
Damn it, dude.
Yep.
Imagine what they're smelling every day, by the way. Tug Maps is still up on the background.
Oh, yeah, because it's like, I don't know if they're washing these dudes off when they come in, but I can't imagine the average rub and tug client is like paying a lot of attention to their hygiene.
No.
I feel like that. I think that's two different groups of people. People that care about their ball stench and people who get jacked off by strangers in fucking buildings.
Yeah.
I think that's two separate groups of people.
No, I agree.
I actually found a picture of that.
Really?
Oh, God, Bob.
Oh, there it is. God, dang it, dude. Dang it. Dang it, dang it. We got to take that kid from that woman forever, okay?
Yeah.
Bob, you looking for another child there? You looking to adopt?
You know, I feel
that,
like
that,
I don't
that wanna, kid's seen some shit,
don't
dude.
Don't want to pay for the therapy.
That's like getting a rescue dog.
Is it because she's black? Be honest, Bob.
The therapy? No, it's because she's staring down two barrels of fucking evil right now.
Erased right there. Like, you should let her in the house, okay?
NTK Fabworks asks if they have a sanitation rating. I think he means on the rub and tug, if there's an A, B, C, D, or whatever. But I was thinking about this fat lady and her fucking her clown hole and her fucking Duke shirt.
She definitely doesn't have one. Next up, Craig Calloway, a former Atlantic City councilman who went to prison for bribery and sex blackmail case, is facing charges again. Craig Calloway, who's 64, is a sought-after political organizer and operative in and around Atlantic City, known for his ability to deliver large blocks of absentee ballots to election officials that often sway the outcome of elections. If we know this is going on, how is that legal?
Well, he did get arrested for it.
We did.
On February 1st, he was arrested and charged with election fraud involving the misuse of absentee ballots, something which his political foes had long accused him, that being Republicans. But at some point, the Democrats turned on him, and then he went over to Republicans. Bob, if you go down to the last link on this one, you can find. I don't want to play that other one because it's from Fox News, and we're going to get dinged for it. But if you play this last thing, it's the full. He's at a Republican political fundraiser, basically detailing how I've been doing this for the Democrats for years. And yeah, sure, maybe it's legal, maybe it's not, but they're using it, so we got to use it too.
No shit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, we'll pop it up on screen here.
Wait for the ad. Yeah.
No free ads. On this
but yeah, he's like, this is the stuff that we were specifically told was not happening. What's
what do
that
we got
for?
There? What do we got for the ham horn there?
It was just the fat finger.
Man, you guys are getting sloppy behind the desk.
I think we're all getting fucked up today, but I think this might deserve it. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see if the ham horn was worth it.
A happy accident.
This organization headed by my dear friend Seth Grossman for reaching out to me to be the guest speaker. It is indeed an honor. It is a pleasure. I feel very, very comfortable in this environment because I know a lot of you probably did not like my politics because I was made losers into winners. Things that, as Seth said, basically, the genie is out of the bottle. I don't think we're ever getting it back in. So we have to, you have to use, some of the things that the Democrats use, okay? Because you're not going to change the, I don't think not in our lifetime that there will be changes to go back to the way, elections were run. So you have to make that change. And don't, when you lose by a few votes, don't say they cheated. Work harder and outdo them. Because what you have to do is, as I said, everyone around you. Don't let your children, when they come of age, and the children's friends, when they come of age, to make sure they're registered to vote. Make sure your grandchildren are registered to vote, and all your grandchildren's friends, make sure they're registered to vote. No one should come around you without being registered to vote. And then follow up. The elections are very close. Most elections in, not only in the state of New Jersey or in Atlantic City or Atlantic County, the elections is usually not landslides. Most of the elections are close within 1 to 5 points. And that's where you have to make the transition, you have to make the change. And don't be shy, because if you don't, if you continue to spend all your money on people or on the consultants who are just bringing out the same votes, you're going to continue to lose. You got to add to the equation. And you don't have to try to change Democrats into Republicans or Republicans to Democrats. What you have it right here.
Okay. So he's trying to sell his services. This is a GOP fundraiser in Atlantic City. And he's trying to sell his services to them, which is like, think about what he's saying there. We don't need to change Republicans into Democrats or vice versa. We just need to fucking cheat.
Yeah.
And steal
cheat better.
Steal the vote, right? So Prosecutors say Calloway and others working at his direction paid people $30 to $50 to apply to be messengers for voters purportedly wishing to vote by mail. Kind of like, think of it as Meals on Wheels, but for people who want to vote and don't want to hassle doing anything.
Yeah.
where his company would go grab their ballot for them and turn it in, essentially, right? Then they went to the county clerk's office, signed the messenger portion of the ballot applications, and received ballots to be given to the voters on the list listed of the applications. However, after receiving the mail-in ballots, these purported messengers left the county clerk's office and instead handed the ballots straight to Calloway or one of his people, and then he filled them out and returned them.
Okay.
Yes. So thousands and thousands of ballots just went to that one guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Many of the mail-in ballots collected by Calloway or subordinates were ultimately cast in the names of people who confirmed they did not vote at the 2020 general election, 2022 rather, either in person or by mail. These voters said they did not authorize Calloway, his subordinates, or anyone else to cast ballots for them. Many of these mail-in ballots were counted in this election. Calloway previously was sentenced to 40 months in state prison for bribery while he was a city councilman. And while waiting to report for prison for that offense, he orchestrated a sex sting against a political rival, fellow councilman Eugene Robinson. In 2006, he rented two rooms at a motel on the edge of town. A co-defendant placed a camera hidden in a clock radio inside one of the rooms, and a video recorder was set up in the adjacent room. And then they tried to catch him doing some weird shit. An FBI agent said in court documents that Calloway and others paid a prostitute between $150 and $200 to lure Robinson, who was a Baptist minister, to the motel, perform a sex act on him. Then they threatened to send the tape to the media if he didn't resign.
Wow. That's dark.
So instead, Robinson went to the authorities, who filed charges that led to a three-year state prison term for Calloway. Robinson, who has since died, said the sex was consensual and that money he gave the woman to buy sodas.
Well, it's look, after you get boned, you're pretty thirsty.
That's like going to a fucking after hours nightclub and be like, oh, you're paying for membership, not for drinks. Like, yeah, oh yeah, sweet. Yeah. Now I remember being told specifically that this kind of thing wasn't happening
everywhere, right?
But now we have examples all across the country in every single swing state. Mm-hmm. Georgia, it happened. Fucking Pennsylvania, we found it happening. Michigan and Nevada and Arizona. All those places have had widespread voter fraud, exactly like this ballot harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
I also remember hearing that this is the most secure election in history. But this is a very obvious example of how it can't be secure, because any asshole can fake this whole system out.
Yeah.
Right? All you do is go down the fucking voter roster, and you can get access to that stuff, right?
It's super easy, yeah.
You go down the voter roster, and you look for old-sounding names. Right? Old people. You just go. Bertha. All you have to do is go after old people and you fucking fill out these fake documents to become a messenger for them or an authorized signatory for them. You go get that ballot, you vote it however you want, you turn it back in, and nobody knows.
Bertha, Frank, George.
And to be honest,
Hank.
Nobody knew about this asshole. Nobody knew about him until he started trying to sell his services to the Republicans. So imagine how many of these motherfuckers are out there doing this stuff. We found people, like, I don't know if you saw this recently. But there's a house in Houston, north suburbs of Houston, where Jay-Z and Beyonce and a bunch of other people are registered to vote. And they voted in the 2022 election.
Really?
Yeah. None of them obviously live there, right?
Yeah.
But like famous people.
Beyonce is from Houston. I know she's from Houston, yeah. But I don't know where she's registered to vote.
It's not. She doesn't live in an 800-square-foot place.
Well,
with Jay-Z and a bunch of other people.
We don't know.
No,
we don't know their finances.
I think, yeah, we do know.
I hate to speculate.
Yeah, we do know.
What would even be the advantage of voting? She probably doesn't have to do with voting, right?
Say again?
What primary residence being in Texas?
Oh, for taxes.
Yeah, would that even, you wonder if that's even for voting. I guess they voted, but I mean.
Oh, I don't know. I doubt they voted, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, fucking, what's his name? Dr. Oz wasn't even a resident of the state he was running to be a senator.
Well, neither was Hillary, right? She didn't live in New York
right.
at the time.
No.
Yeah, that happens all the time. But, like, so when everybody in 2020 and 22 were talking about stolen elections, it's like, show me proof. This is proof.
Yeah.
This is fucking direct evidence. And, again, I'll bring you back to the 2016 election. When Donald Trump won, the way he won, forget about all the populist blah, blah, blah and everything. The strategic way he won is that Cambridge Analytica figured out the exact precincts across the country in which states and which swing states. And it was like 160 precincts in, across the swing states. We need to win these and it'll be over. There's nothing they can do about it, right? Does the popular vote doesn't matter. They figured out the strategy to do this. The left in 2022 and 2020 and 2022 did exactly that, but they did it by cheating instead of just using fucking Facebook ads.
Right. And by the way, I just assumed this was going on anyways. When we were doing the live election show that night, and Biden came out, and I know I've told this story a few times before, I thought he was coming out to give a concession speech and was like, no, we're going to wait for the rest of the mail-ins. All of those ballots that came in, a lot of these counties, it was like 100-0 for all Biden and everything else. The following morning at like 3 a.m., and I was like, who the fuck is doing this? This is exactly what I pictured. I just can't believe this guy came out and just said it in a room full of people with this many cameras and technology.
Well, he thought he would. He's gotten away with it for this long. Who's going to stop him now, right? That's how criminals get. And especially when the system, so to speak, is kind of facilitating your behavior, right? Who would come after him?
No one. Because if you're winning, you're winning. And by the way, his statement at the top of this little speech that we just played for you is completely correct here. By saying, look, if you're cheating, you got to cheat better. You can't get mad at it. You got to figure it the fuck out. Like, I agree with them in that. And look, if this is what's going on, Republicans need to figure it the fuck out as well. Because if this is legal, which are we saying it is or
no,
isn't?
No, it's not. Okay. It is highly illegal. So no, that the solution is not to do it better.
But don't you think that it's going to happen in the next election anyways, this fall?
It's going to happen as long as there is mail-in voting.
Right.
Yeah.
And there is. Like, they're not, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but they didn't take away mail-in ballots, right?
No, the states can choose to change that, though. So I think, you know, the idea here is to win state legislatures. And a lot of people have a lot of theories about what's going to happen in 24. You should be really wary of what happens on down ballot elections. Governors, DAs, judges, shit like that. State legislatures, that's where the fucking fuckery is going to happen this time.
Why?
Because to prevent them from changing the laws back. Remember, Pennsylvania, within 3 weeks of the election, decided to go full mail-in ballot. That's illegal, right? You can't do that. You have to have, like, fucking 4 months, I think, or something like that in between. So
I think it actually swings both ways because Austin, I think this ordinance passed. It was a couple years ago, but they essentially, the progressives, the more progressive wing, wanted to switch mayoral elections to presidential years. Because they thought the extra turnout would essentially help them get more.
Well, like, that seems like putting bacon on your bacon. They're not going to lose an election here.
Austin. It's more. It's not.
It's a hat on a hat.
It's not really because it's more to outmaneuver the moderates. I guess you could say it's more to like
the moderate Democrats in Austin, huh?
Yeah. I mean, the person, the current mayor now is a moderate Democrat. The fucking progressives hate him.
That guy, he was mayor before, right? And then he came back and ran again.
Yes. I'm telling you.
I watched the debate on the local news because I still watch local news. You're welcome, America. He's pretty fucking left, that guy.
I'm telling you, they moved it to presidential elections because they know that the suburbanites, Austin's not as, I mean, it wins blue elections, obviously. It always goes blue, but like the suburbanites and stuff, the people who nuked the popular vote that nuked the camping ban. Or got the camping ban back or whatever, they don't want those people winning elections. So they moved it to presidential elections because they think their higher turnout will assist them in getting even more leftist candidates in than what they're currently capable of. Or stop a moderate candidate from getting elected.
Why is Jack Mandeville
here? Does Jack Mandeville just pop up, dude? We start talking about shit and then Jack pops in. Jack, get on behind camera here. Is that a fucking ponytail, bro? Is that real? No way. Turn around so people can see that. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, you're doing comedy at the Vulcan tonight.
That's right,
dude.
I want to
look my shittiest for the show.
Yeah, well, you did a great job of it. Well, tell everybody where you're at tonight.
We are going to be at the Vulcan Gas Company off of 6th Street in downtown Austin doing comedy.
Yeah.
You look handsome, Jack.
Thank you.
What time's the show start?
Thanks, bud.
You just kissed him. Yeah. You just kissed him live on there. See, guys, we're not homophobes here, okay?
It was a typical Jared thing, too, where I woke up one morning, I was tagged in a post announcing that I was going to be hosting this show. So, Yeah.
Bro, the amount of times that shit happens, happened last Saturday. He was like, hey, I've got this art gallery opening. Would you like to come? And I was like, I'm sorry, did you buy an art gallery? Did you buy a photography studio? And he goes, yeah, I did. And I was like, all right, man. So I came down for it. What time does the show start?
Starts at 8, correct? 8 p.m., yeah. I believe, yeah.
I don't know.
Doors open at 7, show starts at 8. Got 6 comics, Brent Pell is headlining. It's going to be great.
Is Black Kevin on it?
Black Kevin, BK is, yeah.
He's going to be late.
I just found
out. Just know that. He was late. He was late to the Black History show yesterday.
That's very Kevin-esque. Yeah. His dad's Nigerian, his mom's Mexican. I thought he was Dominican this whole time.
So did I.
So did his wife. She's super pissed.
Yeah, she's pissed off that there's some black in him.
No, the Mexican part.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she doesn't care about the black part.
That's the part she's pissed about? All right. Good luck getting him there on time. Put him later on down the roster and then just kind of lie to him about what time it starts. He's definitely on CPT time, that guy.
We'll have the Kevin Buffer time.
Yeah, for sure. Brent Pella is the headliner. Big fan of his, obviously from Wild 'N Out. And he's one of the best sketch comics on the interwebs, in my opinion. Big fan of him. Jared Taylor is there.
Jared Taylor.
Black Kevin.
Mike Eaton from Giggle Boys,
dude. Love Mike. Mike is great.
He's gonna set
you got
the
a
tempo.
Banger of a lineup here tonight.
Got Caleb Francis, who's...
our beloved. I love Caleb Francis. I was just with him on Saturday.
Yeah, I've seen a few of his sets, and he's, for him being relatively new to stand-up, he's really knocking it out of the park.
Awesome. So if you're in Austin, Texas tonight, head on out to the Vulcan and see the show. Dan and I caught Jared's show a couple weeks ago, and we had a blast. Mike was on that bill as well. I'm assuming the world's biggest piece of shit, Gary Faust, is probably in prison or something.
Yeah, he might be around for it. You never know.
I mean, he'll just be in the green room eating all the peanuts.
Doing all the cocaine.
Yeah, he'll be doing cocaine all night.
That's fine, too. What's the difference between peanuts and cocaine?
That's my code word for cocaine. Yeah. Hey, you want some peanuts, man?
He wants some peanuts. Oh, yeah. I mean, I love a bump. I love a nice little JC. Yeah. I call it a Jimmy Carter bump.
I call it a nut. I want a nut, man.
Yeah, give me a little nut. Why don't you give me a little nut? Show that ponytail one more time. All right, so if you go out to the Vulcan tonight, you can see that ponytail in person, and then you can rub his head for a good rock for Mitch McConnell's dead sister-in-law over there. Ad-wise, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. They're going to be super amped about that segue. Talking about those microfactors, dog. Here they are. Boom. Sits right on my desk. I've already taken them. The bag is open. Boom, I already took my vitamins today, okay? That's it. Let's face it, kids. We don't eat the way we want to, work out the way we want to every single day. However, it is important to get these vitamins in you. It'll get you going, keep the heart pumping, all the fun stuff there. We got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, the multivitamins, the fruits and veggies, the EFAs, and the probiotics. I'll give you a full bag here. So it's all separated for you. You just got to pop it in your mouth.
Separate, but equal.
Go. It's separate. But equal.
Yeah, those are Plessy versus Ferguson vitamins.
They are. And as Dan likes to point out, these are not suppositories.
No, they're oral.
Oral.
Not rectal.
Not rectal out there, okay? So don't stuff them up your ass and think you're going to get healthy magically. It's not how that works. While you're over there at firstform.com/drinkingbros, peruse the rest of their website. Their energy drinks are the best in the biz, in my opinion. Gigantic fan of them. I know they got some new flavors out, and they're shipping right to your house over there, and you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75. That's firstform.com/drinkingbros. But get the microfactors, dude. It'll simplify your life. You won't be dumping out jars full of vitamins all over the fucking counter and shit trying to guess and then trying to reorder and blah, blah, blah. This will do it for you. I love them. Again, right next to my desk, on my desk, next to the computer every single day as a nice little reminder. Next up, we got the Yakuza nukes. Federal prosecutors in New York on Wednesday said they charged a Japanese Yakuza leader with conspiring to traffic nuclear materials from Burma to other countries in the belief that they would be used by Iran to make nuclear weapons. The accused gangster, Takashi Ebasawa. Would have been off. If it was Takashi 6ix9ine, free him.
Yeah, he's not allowed to have nukes, I don't think. I think that's probably part of his parole.
I would imagine it would be in there. But Takashi Ebasawa and his confederates showed samples of nuclear materials in Thailand to an undercover agent from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration who was posing as a narcotics and weapons trafficker with access to Iranian generals. prosecution said. With the assistance of Thai authorities, the nuclear samples were seized and subsequently transferred to the custody of the U.S. law enforcement. And a U.S. nuclear forensic laboratory later analyzed the samples and confirmed that the samples contained uranium and weapons-grade plutonium. This all sounds like Back to the Future to me.
Those are Libyans, though.
Yeah, they were.
But yeah, I mean, like, honestly, if you just showed the Middle East and Eastern, or the Middle East and Asia to you, if I just showed it to you, you wouldn't know where anything is anyways.
Circle all of it. Libya, it's all Chinese.
Yeah, Libya may as well be China for you.
Yes. Middle East is circle all of it. China is all of Asia. Like, yeah.
I don't think you would be able to identify any of that.
I couldn't even tell you what the people are, to be honest with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you line them up in front of me, from one from each country. I couldn't tell you which country your name was from.
We should do that. We should make flashcards, digital flashcards of people from different countries, mm-hmm. and just see who gets the most right.
Well, for Latinos, I would just say Mexican. Mexican, Mexican, Mexican. And then same with Asians, Chinese, Chinese, Chinese. So, do you believe any of this? Is this real?
It's definitely real, yeah.
is this something that's being talked about, like, in your inner circles?
No, not really. This is like these events, one, like you, the ability to process fissile material in the first place is almost impossible, right? You have to have like heavy water reactors and shit like that. There's still some stuff left over from the fall of the Soviet Union, suitcase nukes and shit like that, where there's fissile material. The fire sets on those wouldn't work anymore, probably. So a nuke is like a case, a fire set, and a fucking and fissile material, right? Mm-hmm. The fire set is like, remember in Oppenheimer when they're putting those like hexagonal cubes in that make the big ball?
Yeah.
Those are fucking bombs, little bombs, and they blast inward to fucking create a chain reaction explosion. So you have to have three scientists that are impossible to be to even do any of this stuff. But yeah, I mean, any asshole like this, it's an international arms smuggler, is going to try to get their hands on whatever they can get their hands on. So yeah, it's Yakuza. Come on.
I think this is a plot of a Fast and Furious movie.
It might be. And the bigger problem is Japan allows this Yakuza activity to happen a lot. But when you start doing shit like this, they'll fucking light your ass up.
Really?
You know what I mean? Fuck yeah. They're like, they'll send some ninjas after you or something.
Well, look.
Ninjas are Japanese, by the way.
Are they?
Kung Fu is Chinese. Ninja. Japanese.
Stop caring. Stop caring a long time
Sweet
ago.
Sweet and sour chicken.
I love that. Big
Chinese.
Fan. Panda Express. Chinese.
Well, it's pandas. Yeah.
The live pandas. Yeah. The one
no,
up
no,
here.
No. Yeah. I mean, that's how you can tell that it's Chinese, is because of pandas. There are no pandas in Japan, I don't think. Bob?
Did they outlaw?
Does Japan have pandas?
Did they ban them? Did Japan ban the pandas? Up here at the one that just opened up about 3 miles down the road from our studio, they got popped. There was a live panda that was actually cooking.
Can you imagine like one of those big fucking Middle East style rotisseries where they have the lamb meat on it?
And it's just a
huge
panda.
And you're just slicing off panda face?
Is panda meat any good? Do we have any confirmation?
There's 8 pandas located in Japan.
Panda, panda, panda.
So they're all at zoos then, is what you're saying? Yeah, that's not real.
All right. I wish it was. But the Yakuza stuff is fun. It's nice to know that organized crime is still out there and they're kind of shopping nukes in briefcases again. I like that old school mentality.
Yeah, this dude's going to probably get life in prison and he'll probably get executed when he's in prison.
You think so?
Honest, by other people. Yeah, you can't like they allow the Japanese government has for a long time allowed the Yakuza to fucking fuck around with stuff even internationally, but you can't fuck around with nukes. It draws too much attention. Because there's probably 1 million Japanese politicians getting paid out for this stuff. And then somebody's like, oh, nukes? Now the IAEA gets involved, the UN gets involved, the United States gets involved. They start investigating and following money. And the last thing these motherfuckers want is for money from some asshole who's trying to get nukes or fissile material to be like, oh, you actually contributed a bunch of money to your campaign. What the fuck? Mm. You know what I mean? So they got to light this dude up.
I think it's more for a conversation starter at a big dinner, too, where it's just like, hey, you're not going to believe what I have.
Yeah, it would
pull
be funny.
Pull out a briefcase and it's got
You pull out a Geiger counter.
Yeah.
It starts making noise. You're like, hey, guess what? We all have cancer now.
Let's enjoy the first course.
You've got 45 minutes to live. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So it's like Crank or whatever. Is that the name of that movie?
Yo, Crank is great.
With Jason Statham?
Big fan of Crank. I love Jason Statham.
He's got a new one out.
Beekeeper. It's like I went and saw it.
I heard it was good, but I'm tired. It's the same old trope. It's like, oh, a guy who is a fucking tier one operator has now got some mundane job, and somebody fucked with his family, so he's got to come back. Like, shut the fuck up, man.
That's exactly what happened.
I know that's exactly what happened. I didn't even have to watch the goddamn movie.
What happens is he's a beekeeper. That's all he wants to be, is just a simple beekeeper. He wants to be left alone.
An apiarist. Can they? What is that? The apiarist? That wasn't a good enough fucking title.
It's not. I wouldn't have gone and see it. I wouldn't have gone and take my kid.
Nobody who was serious about the job would call themselves a beekeeper.
Well, he did. And so in the movie,
I'm already out. I'm already out. That's like having your fucking magazine in the wrong gun or some shit.
Hang in there with me here. In the movie, he rents a barn from a woman, and the woman is Felicia Rashad. From the Cosby Show, she was the mom on the Cosby Show.
Wait, so where he's a apiarist in America?
Yeah, and so he's on this farm.
Speaking English,
British. Yeah, he does speak with a British accent the entire movie.
Wasn't he an American cop one time with a British accent?
Yeah.
The most egregious one was when he just like moved to rural Louisiana. And James Franco was the bad guy.
Yeah.
Bob.
Was it called Homeland or something like that?
Something weird like
that's
that.
That's all real, though, Bob. Sometimes you are born with a British accent. Yeah. It's a rare disease. But anyways, the woman gets tricked into giving all her money away and blows her brains out. And
Felicia Rashad did.
Yeah. And so Statham goes on the warpath to find these people. Mm. And
did he train the bees?
No, but
attack people.
But at one point, the
bees. He just like points and says bees, and they fuck somebody up, like Macaulay Culkin and My Girl Too.
It'd be great.
Imagine that shit.
And they all die.
Fuck yeah, dude! I would watch that.
So he didn't kill anybody.
I'm not watching him doing roundhouse kicks. I don't give a fuck about that.
He didn't kill anybody with bees, but when the FBI grabs him and they're like, "What are you doing? Tell us what you do," and he just looks at him and he goes, "I'm a beekeeper. That's all I do." And I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude." It's great. That's a
great
Statham.
Well, I guess if you're talking to American cops and you say apiarist, they're not going to know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, instead he goes, I'm a beekeeper. That's all I do. I maintain bees. And that's all he wanted to do. He was a simple beekeeper, and then they forced him into killing roughly 150 to 200 people in this movie, which I love. And it's great action sequences. Big fan of you, Jason Statham. I love it. Big fan of him in real life, by the way. Great guy. Next up. Trump crackdown plans have been leaked, allegedly. Faced with a surge of migrant families at the U.S.-Mexico border in 2018 and 2019, Donald Trump's White House discussed ways to be more aggressive to deploy the resources and potentially the might of the U.S. military. Aides and officials spoke privately about detaining migrants on military bases and flying them out of the country on military planes, ideas that the Pentagon headed off. Why? Why would the Pentagon say, hey, we don't want to do this?
Don't want to do what?
Get these people out of here on planes and shit. Are you not allowed to use military planes to do that?
Why not?
Could you if you wanted to?
Yeah.
No shit. All right. Throughout his presidency.
It's a matter of national security, isn't it?
I agree. Throughout his presidency, Trump himself would frequently demand to send troops to the border and catch people crossing. He was obsessed with having the military involved, said a senior administration official who, like others, spoke on the condition of anonymity, obviously, and to describe these private discussions. That approach and unfinished business have taken on renewed significance and urgency as the country confronts another migrant crisis at the border here and as Trump is closing in on his nomination. Look, I've heard this as well for the last, I don't know, 2 months. A lot of people are calling it a revenge tour, which I don't really understand. I guess if he was going to nuke out the DOJ and everybody else, maybe. But in my opinion, with this is exactly the approach that we need to take here because it's bad. I mean, you got to do something drastic here to change what's happening at the border or we're fucked.
Yeah. So, Trump is making immigration a core campaign thing, obviously. And his proposal is an unprecedented deportation effort. He pledged that as president, he would immediately launch, quote, the largest domestic deportation operation in American history. I think their target is 8 to 10 million people. Now, that still leaves fucking 10 to 12 million people that need to go. But, you know, that'd be a good start, I suppose.
Where do they go? So I read this.
Wherever they came from.
I was going to say. So I read this a couple months ago. If let's say a military plane scooped him up and then flew him back to, let's say, Guatemala. Could Guatemala refuse to take the plane?
I don't know. I suppose, yeah, but
because that's what I'm wondering with all of this, like the deportations, I mean, these mass deportations need to happen, right? And that's kind of the gist.
That's not happening. And even if they did do that, we should drop those people in the fucking ocean.
Yeah,
put them on dinghies, and just push them towards
Hawaiian punch rafts.
Yeah. now, as a model, Trump has pointed towards an Eisenhower program. Known as Operation Wetback.
Is that true?
That's what Eisenhower named it, yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Bob, fact check that.
Simpler times.
Operation Wetback.
The operation used military tactics to round up and remove migrant workers, sometimes transporting them in dangerous conditions that led to some deaths. I don't care about any of that.
Me neither.
Former administration officials and policy experts said staging an even larger operation today would face a bottleneck in detention space. That is true. So it would have to be like, instead of shipping them to the border and then deporting them, they have to get deported from wherever the fuck they came from, right? Okay. So you would have to have military planes all around the country, which is not a problem, you know, in regional centers, like park one at the Philly airport, get everybody in Pennsylvania and fucking get them out of here, yep. Right? And then Americans can expect that immediately upon President Trump's return to the Oval Office, he will restore all of his prior policies to include the so-called Muslim ban. Implement brand new crackdowns that will send shockwaves to all the world's criminal smugglers and marshal every federal and state power necessary to institute the largest deportation operation in American history. That's according to Caroline Leavitt, who is a Trump spokeswoman. She added that undocumented immigrants should not get comfortable because very soon they'll be going home. And I'm wondering, what's the fucking problem?
I don't see one. This makes me want to vote for him more.
Get the fuck out.
I agree. And I could see the pictures already with AOC just kind of freewheeling one of those military planes. You know,
oh, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Rubbing her hand across the belly of the plane. No! Get these people the fuck out of here. I'm with you. Any means necessary.
And to be honest, you know, just it'll be interesting to see, should Trump win the election, the time between the first week of November and his inauguration in January, you'll see a mass migration out of the country anyways, because people don't want to get on paper.
Oh, yeah. They
don't want to have a record of deportation, so they'll leave. A lot of them will leave.
Let me ask you this. One thing that the article didn't say here was, has he mentioned anything about shutting down the border for a long time?
I haven't really been paying attention to him, to be honest.
Okay.
I try not to, frankly. But... Yeah, he would. They've made comments towards that, such as like he's going to reinstate all of his old policies, which is like the Remain in Mexico policy was the big one, which is to say, if you claim asylee status, if you're trying to get asylum into the country, you have to stay in Mexico or wherever the fuck you came from while that is processed, and not just come here and get an NTA and then 3 years later get a court date.
Right.
That would go back into effect immediately.
Okay. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Next up, AdWise, we got our own, hardafseltzer.com. Ryan, hop back there behind the mic with the boys over here. We are live in the state of Texas now. We're in about 45 HEBs, every single total wine in the state here. And I believe you're doing a tasting tomorrow. Where is that at HEB?
It's going to be in Granbury, Texas, right? It's going to be west of Dallas.
Okay.
From 12
to 3. Like up near Denton and shit?
No, Denton's north. So.
All right.
Okay. So how far west? Yesterday. Like how far west?
So you're gonna go about 40 miles west, and then go south a little bit on 281 or 377. Multiple ways to get there.
And you'll be there from 12 to 3 doing a tasting tomorrow at that HEB.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So we'll give some merch outs, tons of stuff, shot glasses, everything. Just pop on down and see Ryan Mills at that tasting there. He's our sales rep for the state of Texas. And if you want it in your bars and restaurants here, hit up info@hardafseltzer.com, and that'll go to Ryan, and he'll try to get it in there.
And if you want it up your ass, buy a funnel.
Buy a funnel.
Don't just try to free pour in there, because you're going to fuck up.
It's going to get everywhere,
you don't
want
to waste the booze, to be honest.
You got to get a funnel.
Yeah.
You got to get a bong of some sorts in there. But we're live in the state of Texas, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Ohio, and North Carolina. We're in all the Total Wines across the Southeast there, Wilmington, North Carolina, and that Total Wine as well. Where are we at? Piggly Wiggly's in Alabama. Ton of bars and restaurants across the nation. Frugal McDougal's in Nashville. I never forget about you. I love them. But go to hardafseltzer.com. Click on the store locator over there and click on, type in your city or zip code, and it'll take you to the closest location that's nearest you. If you're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Grab a 12-pack, support us, and support the show. It's 8%. Election season's here. We're getting fucked up anyways. And then spring football.
Yeah, 5G's done. The world's over, bitch.
It's over, bro.
So you may as well fucking stock up on booze because you'll be dead in 2 weeks.
It's the end of the world, brother. Black out before the sun flares get
you. We should have an end of the world party.
I would love to.
Where we just make everybody put their devices in Faraday bags.
Yeah.
For 6 weeks.
I would love
it. And we party for 6 weeks.
And whatever happens, happens.
Like, you can't. I don't have anywhere to be.
Me neither. Yeah. No, I'm ready to leave my wife and kids over this.
Well,
sounds like a great idea.
I would say bring them, probably.
Oh, bring them? Well, yeah. I didn't know what was going on there. You know.
Either way, there's a fucking... They can sleep in the shed out there.
Okay. You know? Okay. I'll think about it. Next up, get fucked, Taylor. The lawyer for the college student who has been tracking the location of pop star Taylor Swift's private jet online told Good Morning America on Wednesday that his clients will not buckle under the legal pressure of Swift's people to make him stop posting where her private jet is going. Slater Legal PLLC attorney James Slater spoke to the ABC Morning Show to declare that his client, Jack Sweeney, is not going to buckle after receiving a cease and desist letter from Swift's legal team in December to stop tracking her private jet. This is just another string in an effort by a rich and powerful person to try to silence public criticism and free speech. Slater told the show here. Now, look, is there anything illegal about this?
No. It's publicly available information.
Okay. So, nothing will happen. If it's a cease and desist, you have the option to say, go fuck yourself, which they clearly have done there.
That's right.
I don't know that she has a case or will be able to sue for this.
No, so Sweeney is a student at Delco's alma mater.
No way.
UCF, yeah.
No way. Of course it was a dirtbag from UCF.
He's been tracking flight paths of Taylor's jets for some time now. In addition, I think he was tracking Elon Musk for a while.
Yep.
And some other people. I don't know why he would track Elon, to be honest, because Elon's never made bones about fucking climate change and all that bullshit. But Taylor Swift is a climate change activist,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, she talks about and influences policy that stops people from doing what she's literally doing. So, yep. I mean, fuck her, right? To be honest. She makes these claims like, oh, it's putting my safety at risk or whatever the fuck. It's like, yeah, well, buy some guns. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to be a hypocrite, you better fucking get armed up, bud, because people are not going to like that too much. Yeah, it's like they have no case here. There's nothing they can do about this. Well, I just think it's funny. Like, why even send him a cease and desist? If you ignore it, it'll go away. Like, these little fucking creepy weirdos like this guy that do stuff like this, the only reason the vast majority of people ever find out about them is because you respond to them.
Mm-hmm.
You're the most famous person in the world right now. Shut the fuck up. Fly your jets. Don't answer any questions about it.
Yeah. With this one, though, for me, I don't necessarily like that they're tracking anybody's jets. Forget Taylor Swift, just anybody in general there. One of these times, you're going to give away somebody's info and they're going to get murked. And that's what I would worry about personally. So I'm not a gigantic fan of this for whoever the fuck Sweeney is, the student that's doing it. Do you have the right to? Sure. Should you be able to? No, I don't think, in my opinion. But if it's not illegal, there's nothing they can do about it.
Well, what I would say to him, he says it's a free speech issue, and it is, because it's publicly available information. But what I would say to him is, you don't have to show the real-time data on your social media to show how much carbon I'm expending. Just put out a weekly list or something like that. Like, there's options for him to do this without being a piece of shit about it.
Frankly. Yeah, I was going to say, so is that the point of this whole fucking
thing?
That's
what he says.
Gotcha.
But who knows, right? I mean, he's saying that to justify what he's doing, but who knows if that's the real reason. He might just be a fucking pervert.
Because the wild thing to me is, you know, she's the most famous person in the world. You're tracking her by the minute there. I mean, it's...
That's why I think he might be a pervert. Like, he sees her flying over Taiwan, and he pulls up some Taiwanese porn, and like, fucking Taylor's in Taiwan. Or something. I don't know. It's just weird to me that anybody would even bother doing this shit.
It is.
Because if it was just to expose how much of a hypocrite she is, and she is a terrible person, mm-hmm. terrible, awful human being, and a rat fleece, trailer park skate as well.
No, she's beautiful.
But no, she's legit a terrible piece of shit person. She's a horrible human being. Anybody that would like, anybody from a rich or patrician class who would fucking try to limit your ability to exercise your freedom while doing the exact goddamn thing that they're telling you not to do is a piece of shit. So she, personally, Taylor Swift, piece of shit. Not the point though, right? If he really just wanted to expose how much of a piece of shit she is, put out a weekly fucking list. Here's all the places she traveled this week, and here's how much carbon expended. And that would accomplish the same goddamn thing. As a matter of fact,
it would.
Formatting it that way would make it look even worse.
Yeah.
In my opinion. So I think he's just being a little turd, frankly.
Yeah, I do too. It's one of those, like, hey, I can do this, so I'm going to do this type of things for me. Now, for her, you know, her house is broken into every other week by some fucking stalker trying to jack off all over, kidnap her and everything else. I understand why she wants to do it personally, because it's not safe. Even fuck her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, they tracked his fucking jet going over there. So he's there now.
Well, why doesn't he protect her?
Some say that's why he flew over there, but who knows, right? So I don't know. He is there now. And I mean, dude, by the time this guy posted this shit in his jet and everything else, I mean, there was fucking pictures of them at a zoo like 2 hours
ago. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't care. You're a celebrity.
It's nuts.
Like, you're a billionaire because of people liking what you're doing. Michael Parsons pulled this shit the other day. It's like, people were waiting for me at the airport to get an autograph. Like, yeah, because they fucking love you, dude.
Yeah.
That's the reason you get the fucking life that you have mm-hmm. is because of that shit. That's why there's fucking fans that come in here every day and fucking see us. Now, obviously, the scale is quite a bit different. I don't have people stalking me and shit like that. I wish. That'd be great. But we publish our fucking address on the internet every day mm-hmm. and tell people just come on in here.
Yeah.
And yeah, some shit could go down, but that's why I've got guns.
Yeah.
The end. Stop being a fucking pussy.
You also got us as human shields.
We do.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest.
And I'm at, like, that's why we put the desk there. You know that.
Yeah,
like, the bullets are going to go through you and probably not hit us by the time we're able to grab our guns.
I'm thinking the studio, the next studio we go to, we rearrange so you guys...
Nope.
No,
I'm actually...
I'm pretty happy
I'm actually going to build like a George Costanza-style panic room underneath the desk here, and I'm going to fucking just take a nap, call the cops. You're fucked.
I think you guys are good.
As a matter of fact,
exactly where you are.
Maybe what we'll do is we'll make it so that you guys get actually launched into the danger instead of just being there.
Oh, push back.
Yeah.
Kind of like that arcade game with the quarters like that are just right over the edge where you're just kind of pushing them.
You're like catapult. We're like human skeet, but being shot at
the
person.
And I like that idea. I think that's good. Thanks, Delco.
I mean, and to be honest, that'll probably make it a little bit safer for you because it's harder to hit a moving target.
It really is.
And we'll collide with that. The reaction time, just the ejection seat. As long as you're quick on the draw on that button, I think I'm okay with it.
Yeah, just be quicker than you were with the... with the nudes.
Yeah, the nudes on Ron's Spanish Revolution earlier.
Well,
but
the problem was the quickness.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, there you go, then. You're all set.
Yeah. It's too quick.
You're all set, then.
What about Joel back there in the producers?
Joel's expendable. I mean, I think everybody would agree about that.
Well, he's safe because nobody actually knows how to get into that. Like,
that's true. He's got his own little door up there, although he has left it wide open. So he could get raped or killed by the end of this show.
I feel like every day that Joel doesn't get raped is a goddamn miracle.
So do I.
To be honest.
Yeah. Is your wife still here, Joel? Good. Good for you.
So I guess technically he is getting raped right now.
Yeah, sure is. Sure is. Thoughts and prayers out to Joel. Thoughts and prayers out to our next sponsor, BioPro Plus. Talking about bioproteintech.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Going to get you $30 off your first order here. This is why your hormones suck, guys. If you're listening to this, chances are you may be one of the countless guys who are struggling to see results in the gym, in the mirror, or even in the bedroom. Most guys are focused on testosterone levels. However, that's only 50% of the answer. Without adequate growth hormone and its end result growth factors, you can't even optimally absorb the testosterone you have, no matter if it's synthetic or natural. And that's where BioPro Plus comes in here. This is just a nice little vial. Comes in a box. It's days 1 through 30, dude, and you just pop it underneath your tongue. You're going to feel a little sting, and then go nine-nine. Great night's sleep helps you recover faster. Yes, it could help you in the bedroom as well. And if you're working out, dude, let's say you're doing PRs, you're going to feel better the next day. Dan and I have been taking this for roughly 5 months now. Makes your skin nice, too. Big fan of it. No needles, no doctor visits, none of that bullshit. It's been trusted by physicians since 2009. BioPro Plus is getting real guys, real results, really fast over there. So head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more or click the link in the audio description. Just make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS for $30 off your first order. Next up, this story is over. When do mass shootings matter? Well, only when they fit the narrative, of course. By now, you guys have heard of the mass shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. As they always do, this event sparked new outrage and debates around gun control and what measures we should be taking to protect people from mass shootings. And per usual, once the details of the case came out, well, the media lost interest entirely.
Yeah, it's weird how that works.
Strange, isn't it? This story went away in like 2 hours.
Yeah. Why, though? Because four people have been arrested and charged.
Okay.
And they're all black.
No.
Underage, too, though, right?
Two of them are underage. Two of them are adults.
Okay.
So two local men now face second-degree murder charges and multiple other felony accusations in connection with the homicide of Elizabeth Lisa Lopez Galvin, who is the
woman
DJ
who lost
there,
her life.
And a mother as well.
Yep.
And the non-fatal shootings of 20 more people, including 11 children. Dominique M. Miller, an 18 or 19-year-old born in 2005, whose date of birth is not yet fully been released, of Kansas City, and 23-year-old Lindell Mays of Raytown, are each facing second-degree murder charges, two counts of armed criminal action, and two counts of unlawful use of a weapon. Now, Mays is the guy you've seen a picture of with a fucking bullet hole in the side of his face. He got shot during the interaction.
Oh, really?
The guy with a bandage on the side of his
face? I didn't see that photo, Bob. Yeah. Can you pull it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Mays, who was shot during the exchange, his family started a GoFundMe.
You're fucking kidding.
Which I don't know. Like, that's against their policy. You can't have a GoFundMe that's in support of criminal activity like that. So I don't know why they haven't shut it down yet. Probably because he's black, frankly. And they don't want the negative press because of it. Yeah, this guy. That's...
So the guy who's Lindell going Mays. To prison for shooting 11 kids and shit got shot, and now the criminal himself is asking for help with his legal bills?
I don't know if it's for legal bills or what, but yeah. Bob, can you read what it's for?
It's been taken down.
Oh, it is.
Good. Yeah,
thank God.
Of course.
Jesus Christ.
I'm actually kind of surprised they took it down, to be honest, because they've left those up there before, but that is their policy not to let criminal activity on there. Anyways, the other part that's really stupid about this whole thing, and it's obvious that if the perpetrators are black, and the guns were stolen, by the way, that was the other piece of information that came out yesterday, is the guns were stolen. So now these anti-gun cunts don't really have anything to talk about anymore. It wasn't white people, and it wasn't fucking legally purchased firearms. So it was like most murders, frankly.
Yeah.
Right? At any rate, the other part of this that's really stupid is what Delco alluded to a minute ago, is that two of the perps that have been arrested are juveniles, right? And they haven't released their names. Now, that's weird, because I don't remember that kind of behavior for Kyle Rittenhouse or Nicholas Sandman or the fucking Kansas City Chiefs kid who was fucking 8 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who was an actual Native American.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that behavior for any of those people where, what's his name? Karan Phillips, whatever his name is, from Deadspin, that fucking race baiting piece of shit, actually called this fucking little child a racist and his parents racist. Like, no, they're natives.
Blackface.
Asshole.
They said blackface too in the article.
Yeah, but he was dressed like an Indian.
No shit.
That's what
like,
the fuck he is.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
The press, we talked about with the Austin Statesman about that active shooter that they wouldn't identify. It's like, come on, man. Can we just be reasonable?
Yeah.
You have a policy and stick by it. Don't identify juveniles just because they're white and conservative.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a fucking pretty easy fucking thing to do there.
The other thing that pisses me off about this story in particular is it's involving kids, dude. 11 kids got shot at this fucking thing. To have a dispute at a parade with over 1 million people and you start pulling guns around a million people, What the fuck do you think is the end result there? That you're such an accurate shot that the two guys you're in a fucking argument with, that you're only going to kill them and not spray everybody else?
Yeah.
These fucking morons need to be launched into the goddamn sun. All the way. Just end their lives.
Yeah, it's a conversation to have. Like, what are we doing with the vast majority of homicides are one particular situation. It's gang violence for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing about it? Except for blaming white people who are lawful gun owners.
Right.
For something that it's happening nowhere near them.
And then what? We're just going to keep these guys in the jail system for 30 years, pay for all their bullshit, and then maybe they'll be out when they're 70?
For second degree murder, they might get a sentence of at max 15 years and be out in max 8, I would guess.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, and then they'll be back on the street doing the same goddamn shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not going to change. Yeah.
I really think, like, if you just let's just start fucking executing people again.
Right. 10 to 30. Yeah, with yeah.
They're not getting.
Or no, you can get life.
Oh, good.
You can get life for it. In Missouri, you can get life.
It'll
for
never
it.
Happen, though, right? Like, nobody gets life for second degree murder.
At a parade, though, because Taylor Swift is involved in some of this. Like, so, yeah, they might.
Well,
get
she
it.
Would be on their side, I think, right?
They're going to be found guilty of more than one thing.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. So it's going to tack on years and years to the
sentence.
Yeah,
but those other charges, like unlawful use of a firearm, is like 3 years.
Maybe. No, like, but they're going to be found guilty of wounding and maybe attempted murder of.
Maybe, yeah. But they haven't been charged with all that stuff yet, so we'll see how that goes.
So, I mean, there's a lot of potential. There's a fucking mountain of potential charges.
Yeah, and we could end this pretty quickly tomorrow just by ending their lives. Like, I'm all good on this fucking shit, dude. You do this type of shit at a parade of a million people celebrating a Super Bowl, which is hard enough to do. Trust me, as a Falcons fan, I fucking know. You deserve what you get here. And this whole fucking thing sucked, to be honest with you, man. Anyways, we got some listeners here in the studio for Drinking Bro of the Week. Pop on up here, guys. And grab the microphone, if you will. There it is. Come on up and take D'Anthony's seat. Definitely don't take your time. Put a little pep in your step there. There you go, dude. You can cross camera. Do whatever you want, dude. It's your own world. Yeah, perfect. Who cares? Who gives a shit? Pop on over. Put it about an inch from your face there. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Paul.
Paul.
From Dripping Springs.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
No shit.
Graduated 2010.
Right. Fuck you. Road. Hey, we're in all the HEBs over there.
I'm looking for you guys.
Hard AF Seltzer. There's a fucking huge goddamn end display with 100 cases. It's the Nutty Brown one and then the Dripping Springs one. We're in the cooler itself.
Well, these days I'm living in South Austin, like Sunset Valley. So I go to the Total Wines over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're there too.
And so we took the last two cases yesterday out of there.
Did you really? Tell Ryan. Ryan's here.
No, I mean, the whole shelf was full, stacked full, all stocked. But y'all's...
Gone.
It's gone.
Yeah. And
so, you know, whatever you're doing.
I mean, Ryan got to head on over to Sun Valley there. Stock it up, Brian Mills. Thanks for being here, man. Who do you want to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
I want to give to my dad. We found out Christmas Day that he got bladder cancer.
Ah, shit.
And had about 7 tumors in there. But yesterday, they got the rest of them out. So he loves you guys. He listens to you every day.
And no shit.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Jim.
So get well, Jim. My dad recently as well, I don't know that I've talked about it too much in the show, but just got surgery for prostate cancer we're looking about 8 months ago now at this point. And he was cancer-free after that. So if they catch it early enough, and hopefully they did with Big Jim. Do you call him Big Jim?
I don't call him Big Jim.
I do.
I he would appreciate that.
Big though. Jim. Jimbo Slice.
Jimbo
dude.
Slice.
Jimbo Slice. I hopefully they got it. They got it all in my dad. He's doing well now. And because you'll know with technology and all that other shit, you'll have an answer pretty quickly. So yeah.
Yeah, they're doing some new thing where they insert it's a silicone pretzel kind of device that's got bacteria all over it. And so instead of chemo, they insert that into your bladder, which is where the cancer was, and your body, its own immune system attacks the bacteria, and therefore it fights the cancer cells in there instead of doing chemo.
No shit.
So
okay,
it's an international study. He somehow, it was like five Americans got into it, but he was one of them. And I'm hoping it works out and it all goes well. But he loves you guys, man. He thinks you're the funniest shit in the world, Ross.
Well, we are. Yeah, hey Jim, you got it right.
You got it right.
Big Jim, you got it right. All right.
I don't know if it's Dan still in here.
He's here.
He told you to go fuck yourself.
Oh, I like that. So I like that, dude. I like that. Yeah. Holloway just gave the thumbs up. He's signing some merch for that tasting tomorrow at HEB over there. So. Cheers. And then who's your buddy?
Well, he's coming up here. It's my buddy Mason. We've been friends for 20 years now.
No shit. How many hard AFs have you had today?
We had about three or four.
You feeling it?
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
I can tell. I like it. Come on up. Come on up, sir. I like it. I like the fucking shirt, dude. Drinkabros.com. We get all the merch back up. That's one of ours, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Abolish the FBI. Look at that, dude. The reason why I ask is some of the designs get jacked, and then they'll end up like the defund politicians one in particular got jacked by a lot.
My most recent one was the These Colors Don't Run shirt.
Oh, the handicap one.
Yeah, that's Colors my Don't Run. And
I got the hat right here.
No, listen, love the shirt. I ordered one size too large, though.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to trade it in.
Sure.
But I love the shirt. It's gotten a lot of good reactions from the friends and all that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm a big fan of that shirt as well. Yeah. Tell everybody your name.
So my name is Mason.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who do you want to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
Drinking Bro of the Week goes to, I got two, if that's okay.
Yeah, fire away.
First one, obviously my buddy Paulie over there. He got me into the show actually back in 2015.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You're an OG, dude.
Yeah. He's the OG. He kind of got me into it, so I started listening later on. But, yeah, for sure. Been listening to you guys ever since, so it's been pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
Love listening to you guys. Listen to you every day. Fake news is my that's my bread and butter on the way to work.
A lot of people love fake news, man. Yeah. I understand. It's one of those things for us. We love it too. We love doing this show.
Yeah.
You always, every time I wake up, I'm like, man, is there enough news in the day?
I know.
Every day there is, dude.
Yeah. You never, it's endless. You never think there's gonna be enough, but goddamn, there's
it's
always
fucking
is.
Endless, isn't it? Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Second one, obviously, got to do the wife.
Sure.
She's she's my rock. You know. Been there for me since day one. Got a beautiful son together, so yeah.
How long you guys been married?
We've been married for. Shit, she's gonna hate me for this.
You better figure out that number, friend.
Dude, 2019, we got married, but we've been together
5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. We've been together since before then, so.
Okay.
I mix it up all the time.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. We all do. At a certain point. And then you get into the numbers that I'm in, because I've been with mine for, I've been with her for 13 years. Wow. And I think we're going on,
just kind of to run
together. 11, I think.
Just kind of runs together at the end. Yeah.
But I will say this, when it's a great relationship,
dude.
Then you don't really think about the number.
Exactly.
So that's what I tell my wife. I'm like, hey, it's a happy enough relationship. If I knew it, then I'd be pissed off about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Like, if you know the exact day, then it's not good.
So that's what I tell her. I'm like, look, dude, it's because everything's going well.
Yeah,
all right?
Exactly.
If it weren't, then I'd be like, yo, I remember that fucking date. Might as well be 9/11, okay? Never forget the date I married you, bitch. Yeah, but I don't have that. I don't have that, neither do you.
No, I appreciate you guys having us on, man. Dude, back in the heart AF, like he was saying. So I live down in San Antoine.
You're down in the donkey.
Yeah.
The Chuan, dude.
Yeah. So I have a Total Wines next to my house. I was telling Ryan over there, some guy's buying it up every day. So I have to be on top of my game to get in there and get a case or whatever.
God damn, Ryan, stock it up, right? San Antonio. That's our, by the way, so demographic wise, behind the scenes, San Antonio's our biggest city.
I know. He's
telling him, dude.
He gave me the 411 on it, gave me his card, so we'll get there. We'll get there.
We'll get there soon.
We'll get it set up.
We're expanding around the nation. So, we're doing what we can.
For sure.
In the meantime, we appreciate the support.
Yeah, thank you.
For real, man. And it keeps the lights on and all this other shit. And it's
absolutely
great. Because we love doing the show. And it's, you know, it's free. If you're at home and let's say you have no money, we don't care about that either. But just go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. At least that's free. Or Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. That's free and that helps the show as well. And we love you. We appreciate all the support on a day in and day out basis. Right. And we appreciate you guys tuning Thanks, in on brother. YouTube. Subscribe. Click that notifications bell. We need it. It's election year here at YouTube, and they're not fond of us, as you can imagine. But we're here. We're here every Thursday with fake news. For D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.